Well, today marks 2 years since Hamas militants crossed into Israel and launched a large-scale terror attack, killing more than 1,000 people and kidnapping more than 200 others. Days later, Israel announced it was at war and began a retaliation in Gaza. And 2 years on, tens of thousands of people have died in Israeli strikes and 1.9 million people have been displaced. New Zealand organisation Relief Aid has a team on the ground in Gaza, distributing safe drinking water to thousands of people every day. Its founder Mike Seawright joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Colin.
Yeah, we've spoken to you a number of times over the last couple of years. How are you assessing things at the moment? We are on the brink, it seems, of some sort of peace deal, perhaps. Are you feeling any cause for optimism?
Well, I think, Colin, the first thing to note is that families in Gaza absolutely want peace. They want the killings to stop, they want their kids to be safe, and they want a future free from war. But they're also worried about what happens with this peace deal going forward. They want to see a tangible effect on the ground. They want meaningful progress where the bombs stop and aid continues to flow or starts to flow again. And they also want a future where they're not forced to be never-ending families in camps, where they're worried they'll never be able to determine their own future, and where they'll have leadership that continues to provide security both from Israel and from inside Gaza as well. They want leadership on both sides of the line which keeps them safe.
It would seem pretty clear though, wouldn't it, that Hamas can't be part of that leadership in Gaza?
Well, this has certainly been one of the stipulations of the current peace deal. It appears Hamas has, in some regards, accepted that, but is continuing, at least as they've publicly stated, to want some role in determining the future of Gaza. I think this is where the negotiations are going to hit rubber hits road, and I think it's going to be very interesting. Hopefully, these issues get resolved so we see peace now and into the future in Gaza.
What are the relief aid if it's like at the moment? We know that a few months back there was obviously real concern that the aid was basically drying up. There has been more, but is it anywhere near enough?
Well, the situation, the humanitarian situation in Gaza hasn't changed. In fact, it's got noticeably worse. The Gaza City offensive in the north is displacing hundreds of thousands of people down into camps where there is quite literally no space for them to set up tents. There's no infrastructure, no food, and security continues to be a major problem. I have to say we've lost 8 of our own staff. Relief Aid has had 8 killed and 2 injured, and I'm in complete awe of our team who every day, despite the challenges that they face, go out each day and serve their communities. And to date, this has resulted in over 1 million people in Gaza receiving help because our team puts their lives on the line, along with other humanitarian actors, I have to say, from other aid organisations, and gets help to communities that desperately need it.
Mike, what's your view on the flotillas that are trying to get aid in there as well? Obviously, there's an element of them, and they say this themselves, trying to raise awareness about this issue. Do you have a view on that in terms of someone who's actually working with an organisation that is providing aid? Obviously, more aid is needed. What's your thoughts?
I think the flotilla brings an important spotlight onto the blockade in Gaza. It's showing and highlighting to the world that, in fact, nothing is able to get across those borders, and this is having a critical impact on the families inside Gaza. Who would have thought that we'd be talking about famine in Gaza now, in the Middle East, where they were, before the war, a middle-income country with free and open access to all the basics of life, such as food, education, and security. So this is, I think the flotilla is doing a good job to highlight that. Will they get their aid through the sea blockade and into Gaza? My thoughts on that are unlikely, given what we've seen in the past and what we're seeing literally in these last few days.
Mm. What about yourself and your organisation? Should there be some sort of peace deal which might open up the ability to get more extensive aid and rehabilitation, rebuilding underway in Gaza? Would you look to try and go there personally? I know that you've found that difficult. Would you see a bigger role for more New Zealand aid groups?
Well, certainly more aid is needed in Gaza now and into the future. We currently are experiencing restrictions in our ability to enter the country ourselves. So this is where we've got an incredible team working on the ground, delivering water every day. But the real problem is that that border is not open. And there are thousands of trucks full of food sitting in Egypt right now on the border, just waiting to cross. One of the immediate benefits, one of the immediate implications of this peace deal must be the opening up of that border and the release of aid into Gaza, because people are starving now. Of course, we've got a long-term security problem to solve in Gaza. We want the bombs to stop forever, but in the meantime, people need to eat, and the only way that's going to happen is if the border opens up.
Thank you very much for your time. That is Mike Seawright there, who is the New Zealand Organisation Relief Aid founder.